Halifax. Thomas Millick is the only player on Canada's roster passed over at the NHL draft. An incredible performance in the semifinals has his country one step from its 20th gold medal at the World Junior Hockey Championship. Millick was outstanding in making 43 saves as the tournament hosts fought back from an early 2-0 deficit Wednesday to defeat the United States 6-2 in another emotional matchup between the bitter international rivals. "Definitely the best moment of my hockey career and maybe my life," said the 19-year-old from Coquitlam, BC, "pretty special." The netminder for the Western Hockey League Seattle Thunderbirds wasn't picked at last summer's draft, but isn't focused on that as he preps for Thursday's championship game against Czechia, which beat Sweden 2-1 in the other semifinal. "It's always in the back of my mind," Millick said of not being selected. "But it's not really something I think about too much now. It's just winning." Joshua Roy had 2 goals, including 1 into the empty net, and 2 assists for Canada, while Connor Bedard, Logan Stankoven and Adam Fantilli each scored once and set up another. Brant Clark had the other goal along with an assist. Logan Cooley and Kenny Connors replied for the Americans, who will play the Swedes for bronze. Trey Augustine stopped 31 shots. "Got away from our identity," said U.S. head coach Rand Pecknold. "Their goalie was the best player on the ice. He was excellent. That's part of hockey." Canada, which advanced to face the Americans thanks to Bedard's incredible individual effort in a dramatic overtime victory against Slovakia in the quarterfinals, dropped a 5-2 decision to Czechia in an embarrassing tournament opener. "We definitely want some revenge," Fantilli said. "We're not happy about what happened earlier in the tournament. Expected to go high at the 2023 NHL draft, but also overshadowed at the men's under-20 event by a breathtaking Bedard. The presumptive top pick in June and world junior scoring leader with 23 points in 6 games, Fantilli started the tournament on the second line, but was pushed to the fringes of the roster as the showcase progressed. After the Canadians fought back to tie the score 2-2 early in the second, he scored his 2nd goal of the event off a terrific pass from Zach Dean to ignite a red-clad Scotiabank center. "Very, very happy to get my moment in that rivalry," Fantilli said. "More importantly, I'm really happy that we got that win." Millick made a terrific stop on Jimmy Snuggerud off a 2-on-1 to keep Canada, which won its 19th gold at the pandemic-delayed summer tournament, in the driver's seat. "He was unbelievable," Bedard said. "Without him, I don't know if we win." The U.S. appeared to tie it at 6-22, but Jackson Blake's goal was overturned following a coach's challenge for goaltender interference. Augustine then denied Dylan Gunther in alone at the other end, but Roy scored his 4th on a backhand at 12:20. Alan Zellweger hit the post on a Canadian power play before Millick stopped Connors on a shorthanded break. "It's a great story," head coach Dennis Williams said of Millick. "He's battled his way through everything." Rutger McGroarty looked to have made it 4-3 just 38 seconds into the third, but Canada once again correctly challenged for goaltender interference. Millick made 4 huge saves on a U.S. power play that also included McGroarty chiming a shot off the post. "I'm shocked he's not drafted yet," Bedard said of his goaltender. "That's a mistake by all 32 teams that he's not in an organization at the moment," Clark added. "He's resilient, just like everyone else in that dressing room. When he got his shot, he knew he'd run with it." The Americans had their neighbors on the ropes as the period wore on, but Fantilli set up Clark for his 2nd at 9:45 for some much-needed breathing room. Roy iced into the empty net on a U.S. power play with 3:15 remaining to send the Canadians to Thursday's final as fans chanted, "We want gold," at Scotiabank Center. "The turnouts have been awesome," Fantilli said. "The crowds in Halifax. The way they've been in the game has been awesome. They're right on top of you and it feels like they're in it with you." Canada, which came in losers in 5 of its last 6 meetings with the U.S., including the finals at both the 2017 and 2021 tournaments, had a terrible start Wednesday. Cooley, 2nd in tournament scoring behind Bedard, broke the ice 1-19 in when he swept home a loose puck for his 6th. The U.S. led 9-0 on the shot clock before Canada tested Augustine and came close when Luke Hughes hit the outside of Millick's post before going up 2-0 at 10:30 when Connors banged home a rebound for his 2nd. "We started playing after about 12 minutes, William said. "They came out and executed their game plan, lots of speed. They hemmed us in there quite a bit. Put us on our heels. Bedar, who set 5 national or tournament records in the quarters, responded at 11:49 after the Canadians won an offensive zone draw and took a nice feed from Ethan Del Mastro in front to make it 2-1. Stankoven got the hosts back on level terms 47 seconds into the second on a scramble. Fantilli hit the post on a power play, but wouldn't be denied later in the period before Milik stopped a Chaz Lucius breakaway and Canada was off to the races. It's obviously awesome, Bedar, one of 8 returning players from the summer, said of playing for gold a second time. But we didn't come here to make it to the finals. We came here to win the gold. They'll get that shot Thursday. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 4, 2023. Follow at jclipperton_cp on Twitter. Joshua Clipperton, The Canadian Press.